News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
It is Tarzan hot this week, which means most of us would rather do anything than sit at a desk or get into a warehouse or wear a uniform or go to work in any way, shape or form. So what's happening to our productivity? Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise, is with us. Peter, does productivity go off a cliff when the weather gets like this in Ireland?
It probably depends on where you work. I think any of these things depend on whether you're outdoors working in a warehouse, as you said, or if people are in an air-conditioned office where it almost makes no difference. Although even then, I suppose, when people aren't outside in the heat and they know it's a beautiful day, it can affect their mood, because in the evenings it can affect sleep. It can make them more irritable. So if they're irritable, it's not because the employer hasn't given them extra time off. It might just be because of the heat in the first place.
Now, not all white-collar workers are lucky enough to be in an office that has air conditioning. What's the obligation on the employer if you are looking at all of your staff softly melting at their desks?
Well, I suppose the bad news is there's nothing specific for heat in any of our legislation. We never probably expected that, but it's more just health and welfare, workplace conditions, all of the acts around that, which is really about making the workplace safe for human beings. And that's, you know, from a worker perspective, that's basic things. You know, you've got to examine things like the uniforms people are wearing in the heat, basic things people do. You know, just to be nice to their employees is kind of relax the office. If people still have to wear ties, they don't have to wear ties. But also kind of recognizing that it's not, the burden is not the same for all workers. You know, as an outdoor worker in the sun, somebody who stands all day, people who are pregnant, it's going to affect them more than other people. So from a common sense point of view, it's probably about looking at some of your rules. And if you have to relax them because it will make your staff happier, you really should go ahead and do that.
What about a little bit of sneaky time off?
Look, I personally think this is any of these things is really a test of your kind of workplace culture. If you are worried that people are possibly, you know, homeworking and taking a bit of extra time off and you're going to check in on them every hour, it's not a good sign you work. The reality is, if we have amazing weather here and people know it's going to be like this all week, you should probably have people saying, you know, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to do things that I can't do when it's lashing rain. But if your culture is good, these are the same employees will go, my company was great. They gave me a bit of extra time. They weren't checking up on me every hour, so I'll put in the extra hours when the weather isn't as great. The flip side is, if you're one of those companies who doesn't trust people for a second, people will probably sneak off and not tell you, and they certainly won't put in the time and make this up on the other side of it.
Now, when all of the sort of hybrid working thing started, there was a lot of discussion around what was the responsibility in terms of health and safety of the employer. So did they have to give you a fancy chair? Did they have to make sure that you had the right desk? Did they have to provide you with particular computers and keyboards and all the rest of it to work from home? Is it the same thing when the weather gets good? If I'm an employer and I get an idea that somebody might actually have the laptop out in the back garden and be roasting themselves throughout the day, am I required to send them out some SPF?
No, you're not. Look, the reality is most people who are kind of working in any sort of hybrid environment still have the ability every day of the week to come into workplace. There is common sense around some of these things. But I do think more people will probably take up the offer of hybrid or remote working this week, because that lovely idea. And I suppose what we never think about this is, you know, when we used to hybrid work, just from the employee's point of view, you know, if you got sick or you broke your leg, you were out of work for a few weeks. Now you break your leg, you're back into, you know, in your bedroom and someone hands you a laptop and you're back online within 5 seconds. So we've actually lost a lot of the free time we used to have with hybrid working. So maybe giving people a little bit more time out in the garden isn't the worst thing. And, you know, even simple things when people are in work, you know, letting people go out and have a walking meeting with somebody out in the heat rather than having to, you know, stare at each other in a Zoom call or across a desk. So there are simple things you can do. But yeah, no, I wouldn't be too worried about the person sitting outside. As I said, it won't last forever. We should probably enjoy it.
Lastly, what does it do to our expectations in respect of the service that we get from companies? Do we all just shift on to island time and decide it doesn't matter, we'll get it at some stage, there's no rush? Or are we narky because we're hot?
Well, there's two parts of that. Some people, you could argue there's some people who are narkier because they're irritable, they haven't slept well and they're frustrated. But the flip side is a lot of people maybe go a little bit more Jamaica style and go, you know what, everything's great, the sun's out, let's just relax. So it doesn't matter if things take a little bit longer. As you said, I'm sitting out here in my back garden having a lovely day, so it's not the end of the world.
Long may it continue. Peter, thank you very much. Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise. After the
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.